This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. We're here on the real side of the Joe Messina Show. Head over to the website, thejoemessinashow.com, thejoemessinashow.com. We got a lot going on up there. You can, check out the latest stories, the polls, whatever's going on up there. I'm sure it's interesting and exciting. And again, we do have a lot happening here in California. A lot of crazy stuff going on. You know, what's really funny, too, is that I just found out that some of the numbers, the one that's for what's happening at the border, and one of the ones that just makes me just totally nuts, drives me out of my mind, is we are now, for this year alone, you want to talk about money and where it needs to go and how it needs to help? When you think about this, $271 billion so far has been spent on dealing with illegal immigration at the border. Come on, let that sink in. Think of all the money, what we could use that money for. Think of where and how we could use that money in this country to take care of people that are really hurting. So $271 billion in dealing. What about our vets? You know, should we spend them? What do we spend to take care of them? Seriously. What should we be doing to take care of them? You just joined the show. There was something I read in the last hour. It takes a couple of minutes. I want to read it again. For those of you who are just joining. And I want you to think about this. I mean, really think this thing through. We'll be coming up on 30 years on this in just a few more years. Back in 1995, when Carl Sagan was looking around, he was looking at what was happening, and this is his world. Not so much computers as you would, but, you know, science, how things were evolving, moving forward, moving along. Sagan took a few minutes. And this wasn't him spewing to us how smart he was. I think he was having a discussion with Johnny Carson. Again, don't hold me to that. But this was a discussion he was having with somebody else. And he said, you know, I have a four. Now, you got to put some of this together. What we've talked about on the show, what we've seen happen here over the last couple of decades. He says, I have a foreboding of an America in my children's and grandchildren's time. Well, the United States is a service and information economy. Well, we're pretty much there. When nearly all of manufacturing, you know, all the industries have slipped away to other countries, when awesome technological powers are in the hands of a very few, Facebook, Twitter, Google come to mind, And no one representing the public interest can even grasp the issues. And again, you've seen some of the hearings. These congresspeople have no clue as to what these things do, what they ride on, how they operate. When the people have lost the ability to set their own agendas or knowledgeably questions those in authority. Wow. Sound familiar? We have raised a group of people that don't. They're not equipped enough to ask the right questions, to even think through the right questions. He said, okay, when clutching our crystals and nervously consulting our horoscopes, our critical faculties in decline. Why? Because we don't use them anymore. Come on, how many times have you heard people talk about stuff today at our age? Say some of the dumbest things. And I don't mean to make fun of them. I'm talking about real ignorant things because they didn't pay attention to school. They didn't need to. They knew they were going to graduate. Teacher told them how great they were, how smart they were, when they couldn't even spell. And this is a great line. This is an AOC line. Unable to distinguish between what feels good and what's true. We have gotten to the point where the truth doesn't matter. Only what feels good. Nobody cares about your feelings. Facts don't care about your feelings. Science doesn't care about your feelings. He goes on to say that we slide almost without noticing back into superstition and darkness. The dumbing down of America is most evident in the slow decay of substantive content. I mean, just look at the stuff you're watching on YouTube. Look at what your kids are watching on YouTube. It's dumb. This does nothing to stimulate. Well, I shouldn't say that. Dr. B will tell me what it stimulates and what it doesn't. But it doesn't cause your brain to actually think, actually work, actually say, wow, how'd they do that? Right? No, we're watching, you know, skateboarders kill themselves, guys at the top of, young people at the top of a 100-story building, hanging off the edge. So this is what they're looking at. This is why they can't have serious conversations and why kids don't want to have serious conversations. It's too heavy, man. It's too much on them. Too much for them to deal with. Really. Maybe Dr. Beakey, help me with this. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and Brain Antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Styling, violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot, call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot, make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot.
Teeth or my hair, we're done. All right? It's really that simple. Anyway, I figure most people make fun of my hair. Most of the guys, they don't have hair anyhow. That's why they're doing it. But anyway, I'm Joe Senior Host. Always a pleasure. Dr. B joins us, as he does every week. to help diagnose me. Was that a cheap shot? Did I just take a cheap shot at bald people? Bald men who write me nasties or something?
I am not answering that. Oh, my goodness.
It's funny because not many, but I get emails from time to time when they will. They'll, you know, what's wrong with your hair? Why can't you comb your hair? I'm thinking, dude, probably because I have hair and it's just making you crazy. I don't know what to tell you. But anyhow. So, anything exciting happening this week, Dr. B? What's going on?
Oh, gosh, what's going on? I don't know. You know, just a lot of parents have been reaching out to me lately, wondering what's going on with the world and what's going on with their kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
Can only point them back to themselves, of course.
Oh, can't do that. Can't be their fault. They're the parent. What's wrong with you? So listen, when you're listening to what's going on again with the parents, and I had a very heated, spirited. I prefer spirited. I had a very spirited board meeting last week, and some of the kids that got up there had total disrespect. And again, I don't mean this as a purist, but I mean total disrespect for authority. Didn't know how to address. Didn't know how to talk with us so that we could actually have a dialogue. Every one of them were talking at us and yelling and calling us all kinds of names. And I'm thinking, this is why we can't sit in the same room together. However, I'm going to go one step further, and I'm going to say the child has been taught that at home. Have they not?
Yes, absolutely. And I feel like we're kind of, you know, I'm running into so many parents living in the land of what ifs, you know, and the reason why they don't parent. What if this happens? What if that happens? Well, I live in reality. I don't live in the land of what ifs, because we've talked about this before. That is about parenting in fear. And you look around and you see all these millennials, you see all these snowflakes, and yes, those are just names, but they're there for a reason, because we are raising weak kids. We're not raising them. That's the problem. You leave them on their own, and this is what you're going to get. And this is what we have. So I'm at this point, you know, battling parents that are asking me, you know, what do I do? What's the plan? Give me some advice. And it's more so help my kid. Here's my kid. Here's, you know, $50, you know, 15 minutes, fix them. And it's like, mm-mm, kids in the waiting room, I need to see you. I need to talk to you. I need to teach you what you need to know. And they just look at me like I'm crazy, and this is nothing new. And now we are seeing a world consequence of when you do not parent. This is exactly what happens.
I'm so glad you said that, because I've been saying it on the show, and I have some people calling me to task on it when I say, when you see what's happening out there, where those kids are burning down police cars and buildings and throwing stuff at the cops, this is your fault. You taught them how to do this by not teaching them how to act in these situations. There's nothing wrong with fighting for yourself, but this is not the right way to do it, right?
It's not at all, and it's interesting listening to parents compare, for instance, the January 6th Capitol Trump rally versus what's going on in the more liberal towns, right? We're back to that. And the sentences are being handed out and the convictions and all of that in court with those that were there January 6th. And I've seen kids that were there, teens, 20s, things like that, and the majority of them, it's very different. They were let in. They didn't do any damage, blah, blah, blah. So what I found out so far, 15 people have been completely exonerated and released. One in their 20s was time served. You can go. You know, he was, I'm so sorry. I was let in. I probably shouldn't have been there. Just the difference. So there are three BLM leaders held still that the media doesn't tell you about that are in their late teens, and one Antifa leader, and they're all these 20-somethings late teens, and there's no remorse there. They're still going with, I didn't know, and I was forced in, and people, you know, dragged me, blah, just nothing. And I just want to get, you know, 2 hours with the parents of both sides. And now, you know, these parents are being interviewed, and there's just such a difference. Just responsibility that's taken on one side versus the other wants to blame everybody. And this is consistently, not just those two instances, but consistently what I see. And you mentioning, you know, these rioters and you know, in Atlanta and Portland and L.A., Chicago, no parenting, no fathers. And it doesn't mean that kids are going to be rotten if they don't have fathers. I didn't have one. You know, I turned to God for that. But I had a mom, and I had aunts and uncles, and I had grandparents and great-grandparents, and the Bible.
You had family involved in your life.
Yes, I just had accountability. I had people actually saying, whether they didn't wait for me to do something wrong, which I was a pretty good kid, but they taught me this. They're like, hey, when you encounter this, this is what you do. And that's what we just see a lack of. And it's so frustrating at this whole movement of just be you. You've got Hollywood parents saying, I'm not even going to give them a gender. Well, they were born with one. Doesn't matter if you're going to assign them one. God assigned them one at birth. It's just insanity. It is pure insanity, and it blows my mind. So I am on this tear to finish writing this book on how to parent in these times, and it's going to have to be – I'm going to have to find a catchy title. It's just not even parenting. It's just – take your face away from your screen. Look up from your desk. Have dinner. Sit down with your children. Ask them, even once a week, what's going on? What are their thoughts? What are their feelings? What do they want to do? Who they are, get to know them. Not this, hey, good luck, you know, you just do you, and mommy will just love you no matter what.
That makes me crazy. Just out of your mind. Anyway, hey, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Dr. B will still be here trying to diagnose me and the rest of America. Don't go far. Be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bootleg wildfire in southern Oregon continues to grow as fire officials say the weather is working against them. The fire has burned through more than 343,000 acres of the Fremont-Winema National Forest in the surrounding area and has destroyed more than 160 homes and structures. At least 2,000 people have been evacuated from mostly rural areas near the blaze. Firefighters say the blaze is currently 25% contained. The weather is unlikely to improve conditions anytime soon, with forecasters saying that temperatures will continue to be 10 to 15 degrees hotter than average without any rain on the horizon. And a Florida man has been sentenced in the first felony case from the investigations into the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Paul Hodgkins was sentenced to 8 months in prison on a charge of obstructing an official proceeding, a charge that carries a maximum 20-year sentence. Hodgkins is one of more than 500 people that have been arrested for their actions during the riot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, send me an email. It ain't that hard. Joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me know what you think. Who do you want me to have on the show? Who do you want me to interview? Maybe a book that I don't know about that, you know, I've learned. It's really funny because, you know, as you're sitting around on the weekend, I had a busy weekend, but I also had time to peruse some books and look at some issues and titles going on. Man, I got to tell you what, there are a lot of books out there about, you know, race, religion, and racism, and not ones that, you know, this is really funny. Every time you hear a story today about race or racism, it's always about tearing apart the white folks. But there are a lot of books out there that explain how it creeps in, how it's happened in the church, how it's happened in other places, including government and what have you. And really, instead of saying the only way to fix it is to get rid of all the white folks, is they actually give you solutions. And many of the solutions is not to ignore it, but stop talking about it. In other words, you can talk all you want. Look what the Dems have been doing for decades. You can talk all you want, but they won't fix anything. Throwing money at stuff doesn't fix it, but this gives you real ways to fix some of the issues. If you, my Christian brothers and sisters, stop feeling bad about your color. Stop playing that game, because the Bible doesn't tell you to feel bad about your color. Matter of fact, it says we are all of one blood. We are all one with God. So why do you separate yourself out of ignorance? That's why you do it. You're not reading. You're not studying. You're not asking God for guidance. And that's why your kids are in the shape they're in and why this country is in the shape it's in. And now she can diagnose my anger. Dr. B joins Dr. Bridget Melson, as she does every week. You know, there is righteous indignation, is there not? Doesn't make you crazy.
Sure. There absolutely is. You know, well, hello, Jesus, right? I mean, we can go back to the temple when he turned over the tables. So it's be
that's
angry
by
at
Jesus.
You.
That's the one.
That's right. That's right. And there are other things. I mean, to me, if you really read the Word of God, I mean, get into the gospel because it is so incredible. And then also read Oswald Chambers. He has so many awesome books out, but it really helps you get to know who Jesus was. And he was there was a little bit of a, you know, in those parables, there's a little bit of a snark in there a little bit. And, you know, things like, where he talks about, you know, go into these places, go into the home, go into these businesses and tell people about, you know, Jesus and just be, you know, just be the example. And then when you get basically yelled at, screamed at, and people don't want you there, he's like, no one to wipe the dust off your feet, off your shoes, and bug out, and because they're not worthy of having you. And pray for them, of course. You know, it's always followed up, but do it in love. But he doesn't tell us to, you know, force ourselves into this junk, this whole liberal nonsense. We're kind of here by proxy, but I keep reminding people that I'm like, what do I do? I've got this friend, I have this family, I have this coworker, and they're not listening to me. And I'm like, well, stop. It's at this point, it's you. It's not, it's not God. You want them, not that you want them to reject God, but you want them to, you want to drop the word of the Lord, let them reject it. Cause at that point, it's not personal. And I say this all the time to parents too, you know, with friends and neighbors and things. And, you know, what do I tell my kids? Because now I've got teens coming to me and college aged kids. What do I say? Like, how am I going to do college? You know, and these are kids that really want to stay, you know, in their faith and strong in their faith. And I just say, you know, the same thing at this point, if they won't hear you, no one to wipe the dust off and just walk away and kindly, you know, refrain and say, I'm not able to stay in this because this has turned from a discussion to a debate that is not honoring my Lord. And
let me ask you something. This is going to be one of those, questions that a lot of parents are going to go, ugh. All right, you know as well as I do that there are parents who haven't parented all through their kids' teenage years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden their kid is 16 and they don't like what they see. And they get on their kid and the kid's like, oh, all of a sudden you're going to get involved?
Yeah.
I mean, are you done? Is it over? Or can you pull that relationship back in?
You can always pull the relationship back in. And I always tell parents at that age, when they're really striving for independence, so they're almost going to double down on their will and what they want and their independence. So if you have not instilled you know, a proper moral code at that point, and they're starting to act out, it's never too late to do that. Definitely walk your talk at that point. And I tell parents to say, really just to stand back, and you know, once they start to implement expectations and consequences and rewards and just a new system at that point, 15, 16 years old, kids will say, it's all your fault. You never had this before. You know, why are you doing this now? You're the reason why I'm like this. And I know this sounds backwards, but that's when a parent, in all humility, and this is partly what's going on with this world, no one will do this, to say, you're right. I haven't. I did mess up. However, comma. I am still your mom and dad. I am still a human being, or mom or dad. And just in the name of treating a human being decent, you know, one human being to another, I'm going to expect you to listen to me here on out, and things are going to change. And, you know, just giving them that, you're right. I did mess up. It is my bad. I'm happy to take the blame. But we're going to move forward. And you've got to remember that. You've got to have a backbone as a parent. You cannot parent out of fear. But it's never too late to start instilling a moral code. That's the cool thing about God. And it has to be God's moral code. It's because that's where morality comes from. And God will honor it. And it's immediate. That's the neat thing about God as well. Not only as a parent and a father, he gets it. He had a son. But just knowing that there is an immediate response, and we need to engage with our kids the same way. And I even have a few, you know, strategies if you want to hear them, Joe, on kind of how to get back.
I don't have no kids. I don't care about strategies. The rest of them are on their own. What can I tell you?
That's right. You're on your own. We're going to wrap up the show.
Yeah,
nice
to you. No, I want to hit your strategies, but I want to tell you, you know, it's funny you bring that up right now, and a lot of people don't know this about me, but so they know I was married before, and then, you know, after getting divorced, I was raising the four kids a lot on my own, and then I got a girlfriend, and the girlfriend moved in, and we were living together in the whole nine yards, and here I had the four kids, right? To your point now. Listen, so I'm now taking the kids to church, leaving the girlfriend at home, because she don't want to go to church. This Jesus thing freaks her out, okay? Yeah. And one night I'm watching TV, and we're watching TV together, and I'm watching this preacher, and he looks right in the camera, and he goes, you know what you're doing is wrong. like it was aimed right at me.
Yeah.
And she says, do you believe this stuff? I said, oh, yeah, it's real. She goes, you think Jesus is real? I said, yeah, Jesus is real. She goes, so what you're doing is wrong? I said, what we're doing? Oh, yeah, it's wrong. I know it's wrong, okay? And I'm choosing to do it, and it's the wrong thing to do. And it just was one of those things, and the next day I said, we can't do this. I got four kids looking at me. I'm the hypocrite taking them to church and telling them they got to do the right thing.
Yeah.
So after we cleaned up our mess, and she went on her little way, I had to sit with the kids and do exactly what you just said. I had to sit with them and say, what I was doing was wrong, because I have two daughters. And I had to sit there and go, what I was doing was wrong. It was not what God wants us to do. It's not God's best. That is not an example you should follow. And I won't say it was a hard pill to swallow, because you know my personality is just black and white. It's, you know, I got to let them know this is wrong.
Yeah.
But I can, you know, I don't know the damage I did or didn't do for that matter. Maybe I fixed it all over a period of time when the kids saw it. But it's true. You have to tell them the truth. You know, stupid things like when you get on the phone and you tell your kid, or either you lie to somebody on the phone about something and your kid's standing there listening to you, or you tell little Johnny, tell your father I'm not here. These are all things that just break down that relationship, isn't it?
They do indeed. And that is one of, you know, my strategies is don't lie. You know, they pay attention. Kids really pay attention. And you did one of the things on my list. You began to instill a moral code and walk your talk. And that's great. Another thing it sounds like you did, which I love, is use a firm voice, set expectations, be willing to let them know that I messed up, I screwed up, I'm human, I'm not on this pedestal. You know, I've had one of my children, when I was talking about God and parenting, he's like, so you're God now? And I'm like, oh, okay, I could totally freak out right now. And I just said, that's very sweet that you think I'm God, but no, I'm not. My point is that
I've got to hold
human.
That point, because we got to hear the rest of that the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B after the break.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
You know, you couldn't make that movie today. You really could. You have Groucho Marx beating on that poor woman, Margaret Dumont, verbally beating on her, not physically, obviously. And I'm sure the loons on the left would come out and just have a field day with that stuff. But it was all good fun, and I'm sure she was upset all the way to the bank after every movie. So let's just be honest about it. All right, let's get her back on with me. Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, and as she does every week, always appreciate her time and trying to help us work through this. I mean, it's not just the crazy world around us, but it's how it's affecting your family, affecting your kids, and how you push through it. And Dr. B, you were talking. You know, we were talking about how these parents don't really parent; they don't want to, or they're afraid to, or maybe they don't even know how. But you've got some strategies for them to move through this.
Absolutely, and again, I have some fantastic friends with some fantastic kids, and you know what? Every family, it doesn't matter. You know what it looks like: blended, original, nuclear, not. You know, it all takes a lot of work, and you all have to have a moral code as a foundation. I really, if you hear nothing else that I ever say is just know that you've got to find a moral code. Pick one. Hopefully it's a biblical one, but you've got to pick one and you've got to be consistent in it. And that will do so much to eliminate anxiety, depression, all kinds of, you know, issues in children. They need to know basically, you know, just on a basic note what it is that you expect from them. So one thing, you know, we've got to do with that, so beyond that, is don't rescue. We see it all the time where parents rescue kids. And I don't mean physically from a car in the middle of the street. I mean rescue them emotionally. Let them feel the guilt. Let them feel the pain. Let them feel the disappointment. Or we're going to be raising what we have in this world, running this country. Everybody feels like it's the way I feel. And if I feel and identify as this and this and this, that's not how it works. They need to feel the conviction. They need to feel that guilt, or they're going to keep doing it again. And if you argue with them over, you know, the issue, so, you know, say they, you know, I don't know, broke a glass or something and they feel bad, and don't get all upset about it. Say, okay, it's broken. What are we going to do? What's your plan? And let them come up with something. Don't rescue. Oh my gosh. And so that is one thing I see that I had to learn myself and did a few years ago that helped so much. The kids come in all dramatic and da 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 da, and this happened. And I'm like, what's your plan? What's your plan? That really is the number one thing you can do, is ask them to sit down with you and figure out what they're going to do.
I can't look at them and go, and? A little too condescending? Okay, yeah, so?
Yes, yes. Next, don't engage in content. Okay, they're going to bring their drama to you. And this person and that, and you do this and you do that. Again, just sit back and listen. Great, thanks. Sounds like you're super upset. Again, I need to hear your plan on that. Don't engage. Don't argue back and forth with your kids. And this is one thing you probably never did, Joe. You don't argue. I said it. I mean it. Move on. It's done. It's over. I see these parents. Oh, it is bargaining parents. But if you just, and then I'll do that, and then if you, and then I'll pay. And I'm like, what's that? What is that?
So I would that, measure. I would decide how important the issue was. If it was one of those issues where you just go, all right, no, I'm not interested. Just go do what I told you to do. If it was one of those things where they really, now my rule was always do what I tell you to do in the heat of the moment.
Sure.
Then come back and say, Dad, I think you were wrong because, and we'll discuss it outside of the heat of the moment.
Yes.
But just bear in mind, I'm always right, so it doesn't matter what you want to fight.
No, I love that. You know, my kids will come, especially my middle son, who's great, and we've been up and down with him, and he's just finally grown up and figured it out. And he's still a kid. He's still a teen. He still does things, and he'll get upset and then walk away. But he comes back within 5 minutes. Sorry, Mom. I shouldn't have done that. Tell me what I can do better. And it wasn't about you. I just had a bad day. You know what? Perfect. It was beautiful. Lesson learned. So the other thing with that, don't ignore your own bad behavior as parents. Because they're going to see that. Really, truly try to walk your talk. If you've got bad behavior, and when you're at least around the kids, fix it. Get yourself a little bit of self-control. And then with that, again, I mean, it all piggybacks. Don't overact when your child breaks a rule. Okay, they're going to break rules. It's what they do. That's the one thing you never have to teach kids, is how to break a rule. They just will do it. It's just in them. So don't overreact. Talk about it. Talk it through. Don't, and you know, I mean, we can ask why they did it all day long. Don't ever ask why as a parent, because you're never going to get an answer. They don't know. They don't know.
Let me ask you a question, though, because you're going down the road. Every one of these things is something a parent will do or won't do, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, don't over apologize. Correct?
Yes, for sure. Now, if there's definitely something that you did, we need to teach them forgiveness, right? Shoot, I messed up. I talked to your friend and I shouldn't have, or I put that there and you asked me not to, my bad. But yes, and that shouldn't happen a lot. I mean, if you're doing things that they don't like over and over, then you need to go get your own therapy. But yes, definitely, I don't really see a lot of reason to apologize. Forgiveness, sure, once in a while we need to ask, because we're going to step over a boundary and we're going to yell at them or we're going to say something. And it's more, I really phrase it as asking for forgiveness. Can you please forgive me for, you know, overreacting? I don't know about apologies. I'm more about forgiveness than apologies.
Well, I know sometimes with four children, you've got a few children yourself.
Yes.
You think you heard one voice when you really heard a different voice.
Yes.
And, you know, you may yell at somebody that you, I tell you, this is the fourth time I told you to knock it off. Get in your room. I'll talk to you in a minute. And then you get in there, the two girls are giggling because it was the other one that you...
Yes.
I mean, the four of them knew how to play. And that would be one of those things, like, all right, I'm sorry. You, and then you're going to get double time because you knew I punished him wrong.
That's right. That's right. No, absolutely. It doesn't have to be a big, drawn-out thing.
No,
my bad.
No,
big,
no.
Right? And it teaches them to come to you and say, my bad. And it's so interesting because I see my kids do that. Mom, my bad. You know, I yelled at you because I thought you da-da-da-da. And number one, I shouldn't be yelling. You know, and they do that. And it's like, good job. Very good. Very good.
I always, you know, my kids would raise a voice. I just look at them and go, I'm sorry. I know you're not talking to me, right? And they'd get that horrified look on their face and go, no.
I know. You remember that show, Wife Swap, right?
Oh.
Do you remember that? I was asked to be on it. Yeah, they asked me, they called and asked if I would be on it. And I, you know, I, of course, would have loved to be on it, but our kids were smaller. And my husband's like, you know, they're going to pair us with the most liberal, you know, lesbian, blah, blah, blah. And a friend of mine actually got chosen, Dr. G, Gina.
I remember.
She quit halfway through because it was a threesome parenting deal. I'm like, why would you do that? So my husband was right. But point being, me and you, we could do that. I'll go to your house. You come to mine. I would love that Italian influence over here. See what my kids do. Who are you? But actually, Allie loves you. So.
Well, she's got good. Obviously, she has very good judge of character.
She loves you. She reads that book every day. Your book every day.
Oh no.
Okay. So next, the other thing I think I want to touch on real quick too is, you know, what if parenting is uncomfortable? It's uncomfortable, right? I want to be their friend. They need a friend. They don't. They don't need friends. They have friends. They have friends that they can go to. I don't care that it's uncomfortable. It's extremely difficult and uncomfortable. And the way you know you're parenting correctly is that it is difficult and uncomfortable. And if you're their best friend, that is going to probably do more damage than anything else that I have already talked about. They need to know that line. And again, we see this all over the place. We see the parents riding with the kids. And that is really so wrong and so backwards, which I know in these times things are going to be wrong and backwards. But please don't be their friend. That doesn't mean be mean to them. It just means be their parent. And, of course, be someone for them to talk with and listen to. But don't be their friend. Again. Probably the number one mistake I see all the time. What I mentioned, what you do is use a firm voice, set expectations. They need to know what to expect. They're not just going to be born knowing what the rules are. So go over them. And it doesn't mean every day you've got to. Just set them maybe once a year, have a family meeting. It's good for them to get together. And be consistent with those expectations. That's another thing, right? Be consistent, be consistent, be consistent. The number one thing I will tell you after working with teens for almost 25 years is what they say that makes them feel loved, the most loved, is being present. Is being present for their rehearsals, for their recitals, for their plays, for their sporting events. Just be in the crowd. It doesn't mean being on the field and yelling at the coach and rescuing or engaging. It just means being
there. Can you yell at your kids, though? How did you miss that ball? What is wrong with you?
No.
Not good?
No. Sit in the stands and shut up. Oh, my goodness. The last thing that I think is really super, super important, screen time versus family time. Please make sure there's way more family time, family dinners at least three times a week. A lot less screen time.
And if you can't get the screen out of their hands, you can always hit it with a hammer.
That's right. That's okay.
I am. Those things to me are the devil's play toys at this point. Anyway, always fun to have you with me, Dr. B. And you'll be back next week. Where can they find you?
DrBRadio.com.
So easy. I can't stand it. All right. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Jen Kearns is going to join me. She's the host of All American Radio and... Hey, there's a lot going on in her world, too, as well, in D.C. We're going to hit on that. We'll be back in a little bit.